Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Nedarim, and today we are up to Parakei Mishnah Dalet. So, Hareini Alecha Cherim. If a person says, I am hereby a Cherim to you, Samudar Asr, the person who the Neder was addressed to, is Asr to have any Hana'ah from the one who made the Neder. I am hereby a Cherim to you means I should be like Hegdish, like that which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, which is Asr Bahana'ah to you. So, that is you taking a neder that the other guy is not allowed to get hana'a from you. Hare atalai chayrim. If you say you are chayrim to me, hanoder asr, then the one who took the neder is the one that's asr to get hana'a from the other fellow. Hare nialecha v'atalai. If you make a double expression, I'm chayrim to you and you to me, shneim asurim, then neither one is allowed to get hana'a from the other party. Now, these two mudars who are not allowed to get hana'a from each other, nevertheless, are allowed to use things that are public facilities. So, what we're about to say is building off of this last case where it's two mudars from each other. They're both allowed to use the things that were made by the Ole Bavel, meaning public facilities that were made by the people who went, who came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to build the second Beis HaMikdash. So they were given to the entire nation to enjoy and were not owned by any individual person or group of people. So each mudar is allowed to get enough from it, because it's not called that you're getting hana from the other guy's property, because it's nobody's property. However, if it's a facility that's owned by that town, you're not allowed to get hana from it, because town facilities are considered to be a shutfus of kol b'nei ha'ir. So since the other fellow that you're not allowed to get hana from is one of the b'nei ha'ir, you're not allowed to use those facilities. So it's a difference between a shutfus, where everybody's a shutef, versus something that's just public and is not a shutfus, is not considered to be owned by the individuals. It's similar to a carbon, you know, to a din by carbonos, a carbon ashutvin versus a carbon atzibur, right? If you have a carbon ashutvin, so every shutaf, it could be all of Klal Yisrael ashutvin in a carbon. Everyone contributes a certain amount of money, but that's still a carbon ashutvin. A carbon atzibur has its own set of rules, that it's still chetumah and things like that. That's only if it's the unit known as Klal Yisrael, but there's no single individual who has any sort of ownership in it. So now we move on to Parakei Mishnah. So the Mishnah gives examples of things that we just mentioned in the last Mishnah. Vezu davar shel olei bavel. What are things of olei bavel? Kigon harabayis v'azaros v'abor shebem tzaderech, the harabayis, the azaros, the wells that are made in the middle of the road that go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and they were meant to be used by all Jewish people. No one has any private ownership of it. Vezu davar shel osir. What are things that are owned by the townsmen of a particular location that are considered to be a shutfus? Kigon harcha, the market, v'amerchatz, the bathhouse, the Beis HaKnesses, the shul, v'ateva, the Aron Kodesh in the shul, v'svarim, the svarim in the shul. So those are all owned by all of the residents of the town. So if a resident of a town asks another person to benefit from him, the mudar is not allowed to use them, since he's benefiting from the madir's property. This is a way for the madir, however, there is going to be a way for the madir to allow the mudar to use the town's facilities. If he gives up his share in the facility to a third party, then the mudar is going to be allowed to use it, because it's not considered that he's using the madir's thing. So how do you do that? V'akosiv chalkal l'nasi. If the madir gives away his portion to the nasi, to the local mayor or something like that, so then it's okay. So then it's a machlokas at least. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echor kosiv l'nasi v'echor kosiv l'hadyot. It could be to the nasi or to any regular person. As long as you give up your portion, then it's going to be mutar for the mudar. Ma bin kosiv nasi v'kosiv l'hadyot. What's the difference between writing it over to the nasi and to the hedyot? Shakosiv the nasi ain't tzarich lezakos. Is that if you give it to the nasi, you don't need to have some sort of kinyan done on behalf of the nasi. No one has to perform an act of kinyan in order for the nasi to acquire it. As soon as you record the transaction in a shtar and you sign it, so then the nasi automatically owns it. But if you're giving it to a hedyot, then a shtar is not enough. You need to do some formal act of kinyan. tzrichel and sakos. No, even to the nasi, there needs to be an act of kinyan. The reason they said you can give it to a nasi is because that would be the most likely candidate of who you're giving it up to. Now, sometimes you don't even have to give up your share. Rabbi Yudomer, Einan Shekalil tzrichel nechtov shekvar kosva oseyem al yedeyem. Now, the Anshekalil don't need to give up their share of the town's facilities because their forefathers already did that for them. Meaning the people in Galil were always fighting and they were always making the dharm against each other, so they realized that it's going to be a big problem. So immediately they gave up all of their facilities, their personal ownership in the facilities to the town leaders so that no one will ever have a problem of getting hanah from the stuff in that city. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet we said that if someone says Hareini Alecha Cherim, so the other guy's not allowed to get hanah from the guy who said those words, and if you say Harei At Alai Cherim, then the guy who said the words is not allowed to get hanah from the person he said them about. But if you say Harini Alecha V'At Alai, then they're both not allowed to get hanah from each other, and therefore they're still both allowed to get hanah from things that are Shel Olei Bavel, which are not jointly owned, but are owned by, meaning they're not owned B'Shutvus, they're owned by the world, they're not owned by anybody, they're just there for public use, but they're not allowed to use things Shel Osa Ha'ir, which are considered to be owned B'Shutvus. What are things that are not owned by anybody and are just there for public use? The Harabais, the Azaros, the bar on the way up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. What are things that are jointly owned by all the members of the city? The market, the bathhouse, the shul, the aron, the svarim. But if you if you want to get hana'a, or you want to give the other guy hana'a from something that you want him to be able to get hana'a from, something that belongs to the city, and you have a portion in it, you can still do that just by being kosev chelko lanasi, by giving up your portion to the nasi. But we had a machlokas tanoim, is it dafka to the nasi? So Rabbi Yehuda says, we dafka chose the nasi because it's dafka a nasi that you don't need to do a formal act of kinyan with. Anybody else you could also give it up to, but then you would have to do a formal act of kinyan. Whereas the Chum said, no, you need to do a formal act of kinyan even with the nasi. It's just we use the nasi because that's the most likely example. And then Rabbi Yehuda pointed out that in Galil there is a different set of rules. In Galil already their forefathers gave up everything to the nasi, so that anyone who has a neder ana is still allowed to use things that belong Shel Osa Ha'ir. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav.